Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Joining me, along with my co-host, therapist Ira Lake. It's always a delight to have you all joining us on the show. And I say it all the time, I do. And it's because I really mean it. For those who have been with me since day one, thank you. Thank you so much for your encouragement, your support. I just love, love, love you. For those who are new to the show today, I just want to say welcome. Thank you for joining us. And listen, if you have a question or you have a comment, we love it when you call in. 215-383-3872. Just dial 215-383-3872. And my co-host is joining me today, therapist, doctor, preacher. How are you doing today?
Keep going. Don't stop.
I know. You know I could. I really could. Television star.
Oh, and listen,
goodness.
Come on now. Now you're stretching
it. I know, right?
It. Now
I know. I know. Listen, you know, I just think you're the best, so I'll give you all your props and accolades. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to see the sunshine out here in Southern California.
Isn't that the truth? You know it's shining here today, too. It is simply beautiful. Finally, we get a beautiful moment. But, you know, I'm learning to enjoy all the days, no matter if they're cloudy, overcast, snowing. It doesn't matter. But it is a beautiful day here today. And you know what, Dr. Lake, I am going to jump right in because something's kind of been on my little heart and in my mind, and I kind of want to just talk to the listeners about some of the thoughts that I have regarding, you know, the climate of our society today. And I have several comments that I want to discuss about it. I want to get your feedback. And I got some really good feedback on our interview last week. In fact, one of my listeners said, did he know you were going to be interviewing him? I said, nope. He sure did. And they thought you did such a wonderful job. Your answers were just so great. And I just want to say thank you for letting me interview you on last week. It was really nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, it was just nice, the things that you're doing. And that's some of the things that I want to talk about today. To my listeners, you know, Doctor, there are a lot of things going on in the culture and the climate today, and we got so much happening, racism, the political climate, the election, the inauguration, and a lot of people are feeling like there's no hope for this country. People are feeling like it's going down the tubes. People are saying they're really concerned. They're scared for the future of their children. And there's a lot of concern today. And I want to just address someone that I thought was a really great leader, leadership, and what made him so great in the eyes of those who followed him. And when we come back from this short break, Dr. Lake and I are going to talk about this great leader, and I'm really excited to talk about him today right here on the Marketing Pulpit when we come back. This is your host, Sharon, along with my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
You know, I've already said it this morning. I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to talk to therapists, doctors, deacons, superstar, Dr. Lake, in regards to some of the things that are taking place in our society today. You know, Dr. Lake, years ago, back in the 60s and 70s, of course, this country went through some very tumultuous times with civil rights, equality, not just equality for minorities, but for women, for those of other cultures. And because of the decision with the Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, a lot of things kind of changed, or they started to change. And as I look at our culture, our environment today, I had to reflect back on what were some of the things that people thought about, that people did to make it such that society would take a look at the way it treated minorities. What made them do that? What made them change? And, of course, we know Dr. Martin Luther King. He played a pivotal role in that, along with Well. But there are some statements that he made, Dr. Lake, and I want to get your weigh in on it. I'm not going to go all into the different decisions that came as a result of the civil rights movement that was started back then, you know, the movement with women, the movement, of course, with gays and lesbians, the movement with the Latino community, some of the court decisions that were based on those civil rights, the cases that involved limited English proficiency among students who really didn't speak English well but wanted to be treated equally in the school system, as well as, a lot of people may not know, but there was also a class action by non-English speaking Chinese who wanted to be treated equally as well. And that decision, the civil rights, made the platform for a lot of people to start discussing and talking about their rights. Well, Martin Luther King said some things that I thought were so powerful. And one of the things that he said, And I just love it, and I'm going to get your way in on a few of them today, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. For those who are feeling despondent, for those who are feeling like we may be in trouble, for those who are feeling like, what can we do so that we don't go back and repeat history and go back in time, what can we do? Well, one of the things that Martin Luther King, one of the reasons I think he was so successful was his ideology and the things that he felt and thought in his heart. And one thing he said was, whatever your life's work is, do it well. A man should do his job so well that the living, the dead, and the unborn could do it no better. I think that's powerful. What do you think about that statement? What comes to your mind when you hear that statement? And when we think about what is it that's happening now, what did he do to make a change? And that statement, whatever your life's work is, do it well. A man should do his job so well that the living, the dead, and the unborn could do it no better. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, immediately what came to my mind was another quote by an unnamed author, and he said, or she said, do good until there is no good left to be done. And then my motto, and what I take from both of those statements is, you know, we can't be waiting until for the next person to stand up, speak up. We all must be doing something. We got to do something, some impact, some legacy, some influence that we have to try to leave behind to try to make a difference while we're here on this earth. And if there's something that is not right, we ought to stand up and let our voices be heard. But we can't sit back and wait for the next person to stand up and do something. That's what gets us in trouble. Another thing as well is, you know, when you think about this great country of ours, we've had a bad history as it relates to minorities, not just blacks or Hispanics, but Chinese, everybody. And so we're not that far removed from being right in the middle of segregation, racism. We're still in part of that. That's still alive and relevant. And we really ought to stand up and do something, say something, and do it so well that the people coming behind us will be beneficiaries of what we do and what we say. That's how I take from that quote.
Oh, I love it. It's interesting that you mentioned that every majority class has had some type of challenges with equality. But it's also interesting with the perspective, if you took all the minority classes, the people, they actually end up being the majority, if you really think
That's
about
right.
it. If you really think about it, and I think it's all in your perspective of how you think about things, and I think you're absolutely right. If we do our part well, like you said, nobody could do it better. Just think of what a difference, how different this world would be, and that's exactly what he did. And another quote, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? How do you think that could play in society today? Each individual doing their own part. Life's most persistent and urgent question, what are you doing for others? What are your thoughts?
It's literally a slap in the face, because in this country and the culture of this country, it's about me, myself, and I. We are a selfish country, and we have continued and perpetrated a selfish people. We only think about ourselves, and we only help as long as we get something out of it for ourselves, as long as we benefit by it. And we got to learn to be like what Jesus was and is. He is a giver with no expectation of receiving anything back. And that's not human nature. Human nature is I give as long as I know I'm going to get something back. We got to be doing some things. And the people who are successful are the people who not only can achieve great things in their field or sphere of influence, they are not content to hoard it. They want to share it and open up doors and opportunities and address causes and concerns. And when we got away from that, our whole moral culture has disintegrated along with that. When we get back to being the society that gives without expecting anything back, when we become unselfish, then our morality changes for the good and not for the worse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to bring these quotes to my listening audience is because of what you just said. Getting back to just the basics of treating others the way you want to be treated. When you think about when a person hates or when a person feels like they are better than someone else, as a therapist, as a doctor, what do you feel is the, well, and I know there are a lot of root causes. I know that. I understand that. But when you think about the mentality of someone who hates, the mentality of someone that murders someone, kills someone, that they can't create a life, but they will take a life. What do you think? And I'm gonna mention this quote here, and I'd like for you to address that. Listen to this quote. This is again by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. And I know you have something to say about that.
Well, I boil it down to the 30s. Charles Darwin proposed this evolutionary theory. That's like, it might have been earlier than that, but he proposed this evolutionary theory. And at his premise, it said that man is evolving into something better. We started from lower forms of life, and we are, over the years, we're getting better and better. That's not the view I hold. I hold that we were born perfect or created perfect, or man had been created perfect, and we are evolving into worse. And so the issue with everything is a three-letter word. It's called sin. And when you look at it, at its core, it is selfishness, it is corruption, it is bitterness, it is anger, and we must be constantly trying with an outside party help, like God, to be dealing with this issue, because it's in all of us, and if we leave it unchecked, it will bring out the worst in all of us.
And you know that statement, and the reason I have chosen these quotes, the reason that I wanted the listeners to hear these quotes is because when you think about what's happening in society today, when you see what's happening, a lot of it stems from just pure selfishness. Selfishness in the sense of it's all about me. It's all about what I think. It's all about what I want. And you know what? Dr. Lake wrote a book about childhood trauma and how it affects you as an adult. And I would venture to say, and that's why I'm glad I have you on the phone, Dr. Lake, most people who have issues with hate have had some type of trauma, or they have had some type of influence that has caused them to be that way. And lots of people don't know how to come from that. They don't know how to come from that. And this next quote is something that I want to get you weigh in on as well as it relates to that statement. It says, an individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity. That's powerful. It's huge. And most people, if you are not mature in your emotional, spiritual, social quadrants, you cannot achieve that. Listen to this again. An individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity. What's your thoughts on that?
Human nature, if left unchecked, if there is no outside higher power influence, we are selfish by nature, and our thoughts are such continually. And, you know, I believe that if we hook up with this higher power, whoever he is for you, he helps us develop a capacity to not only receive love, but give love and show love. And at the core of our selfishness is the inability to love and to give. And so I'm like, we need help, and our pride gets in the way of us seeking help, seeking to look beyond ourselves. And we think we can solve and answer our own problems, but I don't think the answer to our problems are found within us. They're found outside of us. If we just change the focus of our lens and stop looking at ourselves, and we need to start looking up.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely beautiful. Just beautiful. And when we come back from our going to the last few statements that I want to share with you, my listening audience, as we ponder the state of our nation right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
You know, I wanted to just address a few things as it relates to our nation, some of the concerns that you see all over social media, on television and on the radio. And if you didn't know any better, you would think that we were about to repeat history. And we don't want to do that. There's a movement that's out there now called We Remember. And its premise is we can't forget where we've come from, the challenges that we've had, the battles that we fought to get to where we are today. And I think one of the reasons we forget is we think that everything's okay. We live in our own world, and we forget that there's a bigger world out there. There's a bigger world out there, and those who fought for certain freedoms, and there were a lot of people who fought for freedom, equality, justice. And Dr. Lake, as a result of a lot of the civil rights movement, you have women who are protected now. They had, in fact, the domestic violence law came as a result of some of the civil rights, the sexual harassment laws to keep women safe, rules to make it so that children have equal education, equal opportunity in education. Those were battles that were hard to fight. People died because of it. They lost their families and loved ones because of that fight. And the movement, since we remember, yes, we do remember the Holocaust. We remember those things. Is it worth going back to that again? And so my thing is, what were some of the successful things that people did to make sure that that didn't happen again? They didn't want that to happen again. And Dr. Martin Luther King said a lot of things. And if we really go back and think about some of the things that he said, and we took those things to heart, every last one of us, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, it doesn't matter who, I think it would make a difference in the world. And one of the things he said was this, Dr. Lake: measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy, the ultimate measure of a man. And when you think of the ultimate measure of a man, or when you look at Martin Luther King, when you look at Gandhi, when you look at Mother Teresa, when you look at Jesus Christ, when you look at all of these people who truly impacted the world, they had an ultimate measure, a standard that they measured their lives by. It wasn't just happenstance. What are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts of reasoning and the ways in which they measured themselves to a standard that was bigger than themselves?
Again, I truly believe that it came from outside influences, mainly from above, and where you seek to measure yourself by some great cause that you're willing to lay down your life for, that you're willing to risk everything for, willing to lose your popularity or your family or whatever it was. I think of Muhammad Ali, who gave up in the prime of his career to stand up for a cause at his own expense because of something he did not believe in and felt was wrong. And until we are willing to stand up and be willing to lose the very things that we hold so dear, then that's what should be the motivation. That's looking beyond yourself to a greater cause, because that decision will influence positively someone else or the next generation. And we're still talking about the acts of these great people because they were willing to literally give their lives for something they believe in.
That's wonderful. And you're absolutely right. And the thing about the fact that they were willing to do that, it has really made them timeless,
right,
and revolutionary,
right,
in what they did. Because, and if you really think back, that was a lot of oppression, huge oppression and opposition, the loss of your freedom, the loss of your home, your no status in life. There were some huge challenges then. And to my listeners that are concerned, and you really are looking at the state of our country, in fact, the state of this world, here's a statement that I want you to keep in mind. And Dr. Lake, you have said it so many times. Lots of times you have to have a belief in a power greater than yourself to keep your sanity. But this statement says, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase.
All right.
And that's another quote by Dr. Martin Luther King. So you did that.
Yes, that's it. When I think about all of this, this country got its origin because we banded together to stand up against a tyrant king in England. And they literally fought two wars to stand up for what they believed in. This country was founded on religious freedom and political freedom, which means that we are morally guided by a power outside of ourselves, created equal. And when we started leaving those positions of what we were founded from, we have been going downhill ever since. It doesn't take much for us to lose our focus. We have lost it for generations. We have become a country of greed and power, and we have corrupted it. And this country was designed and founded to offer a safe haven. That's in our creed, a safe haven, so that we would respect, regardless of your skin color or culture, whatever you believed in. You had the freedom to do and worship and say what you wanted, but we are slowly choking that out. We have lost it, and I believe that when we stand together, regardless of our cultural differences and religious backgrounds, when we stand together, we are stronger, and we can really literally make a difference. When we seek to do our own thing, or small pockets of people take control or design to rule everything, then we have gone away from what makes us great. I want us to get back to that. What makes us great?
Right. What makes us great? And there's a lot of disappointment, you know, in our country. But what I want listeners to understand is this: you can make a difference. You can make a difference in your own space, in your own world, in your home, in your school, in your church. And if everybody does that, I think we can see changes. I mean, there have been huge protest marches out there in regards to equality even now, but we can make a difference. And I know the political challenges, legislature, I know there's a lot of that. But we have to start where we are, right, Dr. Late? You have to start your space where you are.
That's right.
And my
last quote
for today is this: we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Never lose infinite hope. And I tell you, those are just some powerful quotes that we have heard, quotes that were from Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the greatest leaders in the world. He was not perfect, but what he was true to what he felt consciously about humanity, and he went about serving his purpose. Dr. Lake, you have any final words for our listeners today?
No, you said it best. You have said it best. But look outside of yourself. Look outside of yourself. Look up. That's where it all begins.
Oh, wow. And there you have it, everybody. Listen, I hope you have a wonderful day. Go out there and make a difference. And don't forget to look up. You can listen to the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon along with my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Yeah.